that the Lokerich, when he buys this field, he has to set away a place to build the wall there. Tony will learn like this. Charitz mibachutz. There's little charitz, little ditch outside the field. Ubein charitz mibifnim. And there's also one inside also. Vizev vizev achuri together. And they're both in back of this fence. So Zlamish, like, there's a fence there, and there are like two ditches there. So Mara says, why? What do we have to have so much for? Kidei shaloi teichaya koifetzes. In order that a chaya and animal should not jump up on top of the gather and jump over to the other one's field. Shpam says, shaloi teichaya koifetzes ala gather. Should not jump on top of the fence. So therefore, itzra charitz. Therefore, we need a ditch in between and another place in between the ditch. For the Gemara of 11 Charitz, for 11 Ben Charitz, let him just make one ditch, that's all. And don't make Rashbam says, 11 Charitz, Tashtu Namila Kofritz, Shacharitz, Marchikim and Agether. Like if there's a ditch between the field and the fence, so the Chai won't be able to jump up on top of the Gather. So you just make one ditch, that should be enough. Tzmor says, no. Since the charitz is a little bit wide, like we said, it's 6 tvachim, so it could be the chai could go inside the charitz, nechnesos the teicho, the mshechus matra chirel, the kofetzos, and it'll jump. For the Gemara of Sov, 11 ben charitz, v'lo 11 charitz, then just make a smaller one, only 3 tvachim, that's all. And don't make the big one. To 11 charitz. Whereas no, I did the cut, and since it's a small one, kindly asfos yosel, like a fan on the side of it, on the svas, on the rim of it, the kofso, and jump. So the kids said the only way to keep the animals out of jumping from one property to another property is by making a gedder and making two different holes, charitzim in between. The kama bein charitz, le bein charitz, how much space is there between one hole and the next hole, the next dish, tefach? You have to leave a tefach in between. So it's a modern zachta, but you have a little hole here, then a tefach, then another hole, and then the fence. The kids of the chayis won't be able to get on top of that fence to jump over. So that's the way you protect yourself from one field to another field. And Mashmir Sandal can't do this. When either the Meicha says, I'm selling you here for my field, and you accept to take it, so that's part of the conditions. Part of the conditions are that Lakeach is the one that has to have the chrayas. He has to take care to make sure there'll be a gather in between. The Hadron Alecha Beis Kur. All right, we'll stop here. Whoever wants to make marks.
Yeah, home daf Kufches Hamid Aleph. Here, a new parak. The Mishnah says, Yesh Neichlin Umanchilin. Certain people, relatives, like when they die, so they yashin one another. It was also a father and a son. If a father dies, so his son yashins him. And when the son dies and he has no sons, so then the father yashins the son. So that's called Yesh, sometimes Krovim Neichlin Umanchilin. Shrilu means they give over Yerusha one to another. V'yesh, certain krovim, neichlin, they give over Yerusha to the other one, but v'loy manchilin, they do not receive Yerusha back. We'll soon see the cases. Manchilin, certain times they give away the Yerusha, v'loy neichlin, they do not receive the Yerusha. And there are certain cases that loy neichlin, v'loy manchilin, v'chlal, even though they krovim, like brothers, but not from the same father, only from the same mother, they have no din Yerusha one to another. They don't give over Yerusha, and they do not receive Yerusha one from another. So now the Mishnah explains. V'elu, these are the cases of Neichlin u'manchilin, that they give over Yerusha, and they receive Yerusha back. That means, Av es habonim, a father to his children. Let's say a child dies, and that child has no sons, so then the law and the father is alive, so the Yerusha goes back to the father. That's called the father yashins his son. V'habonim eslav, and the sons also yashin their father. If the father dies first, and he has sons, so the sons, they yashin the father. So the relationship between a father and a son is called they're both
Neuchlin and Manchilin. And the same thing, V'yoachim and Noav. V'yoachim and Noav, and brothers from the same father, also Neuchlin and Manchilin. They give over Yerusha, and they receive Yerusha. Now let's say you have Reuven and Shimon, two brothers. Now in the case, let's say their father Yaakov died. And let's say both of them do not have any children. Therefore, when Reuven dies, the locher is his brother Shimon, yashins him. Or the opposite way. Let's say Shimon dies first, so then the brother Reuven that's alive, he yashins his brother. That's called Achim Minoav. Brothers from the same father, they're Neuchlin Umanchilin. They yashin and give over one to another. Now, a second category is for Ish Es Imoi. A man yashins his mother. The case where the mother dies and she has property that she owns, and the case where she doesn't have a husband, so the locher is then the son yashins his mother. V'yoish es ishtoi, a husband yashins his wife. When the mother dies and there's a husband involved, so the locher is the husband's alive, so the husband yashins his wife. U'bnei achoyes, the children of the daughters. In these cases, Neuchlin, they receive the Yerusha, but V'lei Manchilin, they do not give off the Yerusha. Now, B'nei Achoyos, that's in a case, let's say, like there's Reuven and Dina. So, brother and sister. Now, the father, Yaakov, is not alive, and Reuven doesn't have any children. So, locher is, when Reuven dies, if so, his sister, Dina, would really yashin Reuven. Now, let's say Dina died, she's not alive either, so she has children, her sons, that's called B'nei Achoyos. The sons of the sister of Reuven, they yashin Reuven. That's called Neuchlin. These sons of Dina would yashin Reuven, their mother's brother, but V'lei Manchilin, the opposite way around, they would not give the Yerusha back to their mother's brother. Now, Ho'isha es Boneho, the wife, Ho'isha, the mother, to her son, or else V'isha es Baila, or else a wife to a husband, or else V'ache Ha'im, or else the brothers of the mother, is Manchilin V'lo Neuchlin. Again, they only give over the Yerusha, but they themselves do not receive the Yerusha. Like in the case when the husband dies, so the Yerusha does not go to his wife. Rasu Adin, if the son dies, so then the Yerusha does not go back to the mother. It's only a one-way deal. When the mother dies, her Yerusha goes over to her son. But when her son dies, the Yerusha does not go back to the mother. We'll see later on in the next mission exactly which way, exactly where the Yerusha goes. The same thing with Isha's Baila. When a wife dies, so her property goes over to her husband, but she does not receive Yerusha from her husband. And V'achei Ha'im, the brothers of the mother, and again, in the case when Dina dies, so her brother do not yashin her. That's called Manchilin. They only give over the Yerusha, for Lo Neuchlin, they do not receive it. Now, the last category is V'yoachin Minu'im, when you have two brothers, that they're only brothers from the same mother, not from the same father, so the locher is Lo Neuchlin V'lo Manchilin. They have nothing to do one with the other as far as Yerusha goes. They do not give over Yerusha. They do not receive Yerusha. Yerusha has to do with the same father. But if they're two brothers just from the same mother, not from the same father, they do not give over Yerusha one to another. Now the Gemara says,